listening post from WWNO New Orleans Public Radio. Every week, we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. This past Sunday, parades spilled out from a bright green and orange house on Elysian Fields. Marching down the front steps of their clubhouse and into the rain, members of the original Big Seven Social Aid and Pleasure Club celebrated Mother's Day with a second line. This same parade was the scene of a mass shooting last Mother's Day. Edward Buckner is the executive director and president of the original Big Seven.
Because we're going to jump in celebration that God spared everybody life that day and allowed all us to live to enjoy another day.
Buckner says it's been a tough year since the shooting, but his club members were determined to celebrate as always.
We had the psychiatrists came in and did some work with club members and stuff like that to try to help people get through. You can't let that get you in a way that you stop.
This year's parade was incident-free, but there were 12 non-fatal shootings in New Orleans over the weekend. The wounded included a pregnant teen in Algiers. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson joins us now. She's been busy collecting thoughts on this topic from across the city.
Hey, Jesse. Let's start with the audio from our Listening Post recording devices. Here's what we asked people. What was your reaction to the Mother's Day shooting last year? How has gun violence impacted cultural traditions like second lines? And how do you talk to your family about gun violence in New Orleans? Here's what people had to say.
I think that the shooting changed like the feel of the city, and I don't think that the second line will be remembered as a peaceful place or environment to be around in the city.
As a former teacher and having lost, you know, up to six of my former students, it's really hard for me to pinpoint what the issues are or what may have caused, you know, a certain incident to occur.
People tend not to want to keep up with the tradition because they're scared that they may get shot or it's just an unsafe environment.
My reaction to the last year's Mother's Day shooting was that I was horrified. That should never ever happen in a public event with families.
Police should patrol the minority neighborhoods more than protecting tourists and the wealthier people. And the way to talk to your family about gun violence is to, one, not have it around your family and to let your children know that that's not the way to go, to maybe put more books into the home instead of violence.
And as usual, we also sent out questions via text message. One person wrote to us, "I often feel a little nervous at second lines and Mardi Gras parades, but the joy outweighs it." Another person wrote, "I've never avoided a parade because of safety concerns. I'm trained in gun safety and I do carry a weapon at night depending on where I'm going. It's always better to be safe than sorry." So remember, if you want to get in on the conversation, you can text the word hello to 504-224-5314. And you can also see the rest of our text message responses on our Tumblr page, which is listeningpostnola.tumblr.com.
For the last word in our segment, we turn to Orleans Parish District Attorney Leon Canizero.
We're not going to be able to solve all the problems by simply locking up the people and putting them in jail. I think everyone agrees that jail is not necessarily the solution to the crime problem in this community.
As far as gun violence in Orleans Parish goes, Canizero's office is in charge of deciding who to prosecute. He says nonviolent offenders, including people on parole and probation, get warnings and assistance from local officials, U.S. attorneys, the FBI, even social service agencies. He says some of them turn things around, some of them don't.
We attempt to offer people an opportunity to go another way, and if they opt not to do that, then law enforcement is going to be there to arrest them, take them off the streets, and hopefully successfully prosecute them.
Tune in later today to All Things New Orleans at 1:30 and 6:30 to hear more from District Attorney Canizero and other important voices on the subject of gun violence in New Orleans. That's all for this week, Listening Posters. Our next questions relate to rising rents. We'd like to know what you think about the cost of housing in Louisiana. Find out more about us at WWNO.org. Hit us up. We'll see you at the Listening Post.